Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we unlock creativity one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and if you love exploring new ideas, pushing your writing in unexpected directions, or just need a little creative spark, you're in the right place. New episodes will be released every Monday, so be sure to subscribe and tune in for fresh prompts and inspiring conversations. In each episode, I'll be sharing poetry and flash fiction I've written over the past week or so, inspired by writing prompts. Then, at the end of the episode, I'll give you a prompt to explore on your own. If you take on the challenge, you can share your response by using the hashtag PromptedPodcast on the Blue Sky platform, or visit our website to submit your response. I'll feature a few random submissions in the next episode. I'd like to invite writers who enjoy word prompts to be a guest on the show. As a guest, you'll receive a prompt before we record, one that both you and I will write for. Then, during our interview, we'll both share our responses and dive a little bit into our creative process for those writing prompts. If that sounds like fun, send me a DM on our Blue Sky account at thepromptedpodcast.org or reach out through our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, for more information. One thing that's been really exciting for me is exploring how technology can enhance my creative process. For example, I've been experimenting with an AI-powered music tool called Suno AI. That's S-U-N-O. In some episodes, I will share a song that I've created using this tool. But here's the twist. It all starts with one of my original poems. Now, I'm not trying to replace professional musicians or musicianship. Instead, I see this as a way to bring my words to life in a new and creative way, at least until I connect with real musicians in real life. Now, let's check out this week's episode. As a writer, I've found that using writing prompts is an essential part of my daily routine. In fact, I usually start writing early in the morning with a nice cup of coffee, and then again later in the afternoon after discovering what half-baked prompts has posted for the day. Writing prompts have been instrumental in helping me overcome writer's block, develop my creativity, and stay consistent with my writing. So let's explore how they can benefit your writing routine as well. Let's answer a basic question. What are writing prompts? Well, writing prompts are ideas or suggestions that inspire writers to create new content, whether that's a short story, a poem, a character sketch, or any other type of written work. Next question. What are the benefits of using writing prompts? Here are a few benefits. One, writing prompts can help writers break through creative blocks and get their ideas flowing again. Two, by providing a starting point, writing prompts encourage writers to think outside the box and explore new ideas and themes. Number three, regular use of writing prompts can help writers develop their skills in areas such as pacing, character development, and plot structure. And four, using writing prompts can help writers establish a regular writing routine and stay motivated to produce new content. So, how can writers use writing prompts effectively? Well, number one, remember that the goal of writing prompts is to generate ideas and have fun. Number two, be willing to try new things and explore different genres or writing styles. And number three, use writing prompts as a regular part of your routine to build momentum and improve your skills. So in conclusion, writing prompts are a powerful tool for sparking creativity and generating new ideas. By experimenting with different types of prompts, formats, genres, and styles, you can unlock new directions and skills as a writer. So why not give it a try? Start small, stay committed, and see where the writing takes you. Let's turn our attention to some original poetry that I'm excited to share. Here are three poems that are a result of fantastic writing prompts over the last week or so. Each one a unique reflection of the creative sparks that have ignited within me. This first poem comes from a word prompt of reservoir. It's a take on writer's block and how the words dry up, but deep down, they're still waiting to break through. Once, the river ran silver, spilling vast, cool, smooth, never pausing, never dry. Now, cracked banks, ink sucked back, a tide that won't return. Digging deep, fingers raw, but the words, dust, man, crumbling like yesterday's news. Somewhere, a reservoir hums, low, deep. Stories pressed tight behind the dam, waiting, pulsing, restless. I press my palms to the wall, lean in, listen close. A whisper seeps through, not a flood, not yet, but it's coming. The second poem comes from the word prompt, unbridle. I was inspired by the idea of unbridling not just my words, but also myself, of shaking off the expectations and doubts that usually hold me back, and embracing my true creativity. In the depths of my soul, a murmur grows, a whispered promise, a poet's choice, to shatter the silence, to break the mold, and find my voice like a wildflower unfold. In the mirror's gaze, I see a stranger's face, a canvas waiting for the brushstrokes of time. The colors blend, the lines begin to fade, as I unbridle my words and let them parade. The final poem comes from a word prompt of petulant. I was inspired by the idea of embracing our own inner turmoil, of acknowledging the pain and frustration that can fuel our creativity, while also finding a way to release it and move forward. A petulant soul that refuses to bend. The tantrums rage like a stormy event. But beneath it all, a voice does lament. It's time to heal and find a new intent. The temper tantrums, the angry bent, a childlike cry that refuses to invent. Now, let's dive into some original microfiction that I'm excited to share. Here are three fictional stories, or story ideas, inspired by two amazing sources on Blue Sky. The VSS 365 Challenge, which offers daily writing prompts, and Half-Baked Prompts, with its unpredictable, random story stuff to get you writing. This first microfiction story was inspired by a writing prompt concept, or idea, of making new friends during a camping trip. I ran with a mix of absurdist humor, adventure, and a touch of crime comedy. When Theo agreed to go on a camping trip, he expected the usual: mosquito bites, burnt marshmallows, and the existential dread of pooping in the woods. What he didn't expect was waking up in the middle of the night to find a raccoon dramatically reenacting Hamlet with his bag of trail mix. To eat or not to eat, the raccoon seemed to ponder, holding a peanut to the moonlight. "That is not the question," Theo groaned. "The question is, why am I even out here?" The raccoon ignored him and proceeded to dump the entire bag into its mouth. Theo sighed. Fine, you win. Enjoy your ill-gotten gains. To his surprise, the raccoon paused, picked out a single almond, and placed it at Theo's feet, an offering. And just like that, Theo made a new friend. Sure, it was a food-motivated, slightly theatrical friend, but friendships have been built on less. By morning, Theo's human camping companions found him sitting by the fire, the raccoon perched beside him like an old war buddy. Dude, his friend Jake said, pointing, you're sharing a granola bar with a wild animal. Theo shrugged. Not just any wild animal. This is Ripley. We bonded over Shakespeare and snacks. Right, Jake nodded slowly. Theo just patted Ripley on the head. Some friendships defy logic. The second piece, which is more of a micro non-fiction story, was inspired by a word prompt of onslaught. While I was attempting to figure out how I wanted to approach this word prompt, I couldn't land on anything I liked. So eventually, I just wrote about my frustration. I stared at the blank page, waiting for inspiration to strike. But when I tried to write, my mind went blank. The ideas poured in, images of chaos, sounds of sirens, feelings of dread. But none of them felt right. The onslaught of possibilities was paralyzing. The last microfiction story was inspired by a writing prompt of "Do not disturb the wolf mother." This was a fun one. There's a mix of slow burn thriller elements, absurdity used as unease, and a deep fear of losing one's sense of self. A therapist, Dr. Ellis, specializes in treating high-profile patients with extreme delusions. One day, she is assigned a new case, an anonymous referral. The patient, a quiet, unnervingly poised woman, insists she is a mother, but there is no record of her ever having children. As the sessions progress, Ellis starts to notice strange inconsistencies. The woman speaks of events that should be impossible. Her mannerisms shift subtly, as if she is becoming different people mid-sentence. Ellis rationalizes it as trauma response until she reviews the session tapes. There are moments where the woman's voice changes completely, moments where the footage distorts as if something else is sitting in that chair. Then, the files on Ellis's computer begin to disappear. A phone call from an unknown number leaves her frozen. A child's voice whispering, "She found me." The next session, the woman tilts her head and smiles. "Doctor," she says, "do not disturb the wolf mother." I'd like to share a song I created using another original poem and the Suno AI music and vocals generative tool. Inspired by the writing prompt of squeaky clean or obscene with no in between, which I came across on the Half-Baked Prompts account on Blue Sky. The song and poem is titled Clean Freaks, which takes you on a whimsical journey through a chaotic yet strangely harmonious world. I think it has a playful tone and is sure to put a smile on your face. I would love to have the chance to work on this with real musicians.
Out on the streets with my a mop in hand, shining up the sidewalks, making them grand. I've got a bucket full of soap and dreams, polishing the world till it sparkles and gleams. But down the alley, chaos reigns, the parade of pigeons throwing spaghetti stains. There's glitter in the gutters, graffiti on the scene, they're yelling, obscene, no in between. Squeaky clean or obscene, no in between. You either sparkle or you shock the scene. With a mop or a mess, you've got to pick a team. Squeaky clean or obscene, no in between.
So, what do you think? Share your thoughts with me on our Blue Sky account at thepromptedpodcast.org or comment below. I'm excited to share my own take on the writing prompt given in episode 1, which was a time when you told a lie that you shouldn't have. So without further ado, let's dive into my poem and microfiction responses. This poem delves into the darker corners of human psychology, where the masks we wear can hide even from ourselves. I was drawn to the tension between revealing truth and concealing deception, and the emotional echoes that follow. In the mirror, I see a stranger, a face that wears a mask. My words are threads pulled from a tapestry, unraveling, unraveling. Memories scatter like autumn leaves, leaving only shadows of what could have been. I'm haunted by ghosts of my own lies, whispers in the darkness. For the microfiction story, I was fascinated by the idea of writing an unsettling tale about the unexpected consequences of telling a simple lie and how these small deceptions can lead to life-altering repercussions in an absurd way. Lena lied about being a professional snail trainer. It was a harmless fib, or so she thought. She told her boss at the Ministry of Insect Control that her species of choice, the common garden snail, could be trained to fetch tiny coffee cups. The lie was meant to get her out of paperwork, not attract unwanted attention from the snail whispering underground. But then Lena received a package with no return address. Inside, she found a live snail in a miniature fedora, holding a perfectly crafted ceramic coffee cup. A note attached read, "You lied. Now they'll come for you." As Lena frantically Googled snail whispering, her phone started ringing. It was the ministry. They wanted to schedule an emergency meeting. Lena's life would never be the same. And now, the writing prompt for episode 2 is, "The scent of fresh ink danced through the air." Share your work with us on Blue Sky using the hashtag PromptedPodcast, and I'll feature a few random submissions in the next episode. If you'd prefer to share your writing privately, feel free to visit our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, and send it to us through our contact form. I can't wait to see what creativity ignites within you. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to Prompted, where we unlock creativity one writing prompt at a time. And remember, if you're a writer who enjoys word prompts, I'd like to invite you to be a guest on the show. Simply send me a DM on our Blue Sky account at thepromptedpodcast.org or reach out through our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, for more information. To find out when the next episode of Prompted is posted or to keep up with our passion for sharing creative inspiration, be sure to sign up for our newsletter from our website or follow us on Blue Sky.